So what the library services facing a budget cut from 6.3 million to 2.8 million, what threat does this have to Scunthorpe Library?
Okay. Those are old figures. You need to look at the new figures because it's going down a lot further.
Yeah.
And the threat is basically, does it survive?
Mm.
In its present form, which has already changed from the way it used to be, does it change to something different again, or does it get closed?
And that's the thing you want to prevent, don't you, closure of this library?
Well, that's why we're volunteering now.
Yeah.
So the way it went here, we used to have two members of staff in.
Yeah.
30-odd hours a week.
Yeah.
In the last reduction in budget, it fell down to one member of staff, 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
And the friends got together to try and keep the libraries open as much as it used to be.
Yeah. So do you have a lot of volunteers on site then?
We've got about 25, something like that.
So you're not lacking in like some libraries struggling to...
No, except that we've only got one member of staff, so you can't have one person here on their own.
Yeah, so you...
So we have one volunteer and member of staff in the mornings. Then afternoon, two volunteers.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, two volunteers. So it uses quite a lot of volunteer time up. Because you're talking two... Yeah. Three a day.
So it shows community around here is actually wanting to participate to prevent the closure.
Yeah.
So do you think with the reduction, this is just similar to what we just discussed, so do you think with the reduction of number of paid staff in our libraries and being replaced by volunteers will have an effect on our library services?
Miss Bennett to do.
Yeah.
We don't know as much as the members of staff do.
Yeah.
And their jobs change completely because now they have to train us.
Yeah.
And then do things when they're on shift that we can't do when they're here.
So it's become more time consuming.
Yes, I mean, if things happen today I don't know about, I'll leave notes for June.
Yeah.
And she's got those first thing Monday morning to go through first. And there's a whole batch of things which the librarians know how to do quickly and we tend not to.
Yeah.
So I've just been finishing off then, rotations.
Yeah.
And that's where books rotate between the libraries.
Yeah.
And it's a special report comes out of a different part of the system.
Yeah.
And normally the member of staff does it. Today they hadn't quite finished it.
Yeah.
So they gave me the report and I was going through finding them.
So you're doing work what's technically needs to be done by paid staff.
But the point I'm making is it puts a lot more on that member of staff.
Yeah.
Because in effect, they're half the time they used to be staff.
Yeah.
And they've all the volunteers around them to bother and try and tell them what to do, explain what to do as well. So it's quite a different job in many ways.
So it's changed for them.
Yeah.
So if local libraries such as Scunthorpe were closed as part of reductions in the budget, do you think more people would go to Huddersfield and Dewsbury Library? Or do you think libraries in small communities would become less popular?
I think the answer to that gets into something slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Which is, what is a local library for?
Yeah. This is what we discussed at Huddersfield Library.
And as I remember, in the consultation report from 2015, there's quite a lot about that.
Yeah.
Because they asked people in towns and villages what they saw the library for. My view is it's quite different to just borrowing books and bringing books back or researching. So to start off with, we have a lot of people who use the branch here for the PCs.
Yeah.
So they'll come and log on. We have kids doing homework. We have people printing out stuff like car hire, or travel insurance, checking their email. So a lot of that goes on.
Yeah.
Increasingly, Kirtley's Council, all of the things that you have to go to Kirtley's for, you're doing online.
Yeah.
So people come to the library, but they need help with it.
Yeah.
Simple thing, like there was a waste permit in the summer, and the only way to get the waste permit to go to the tip was in the library.
Yeah.
And we had lots and lots, so it was on email, online. We had lots of people coming in, quite old people, no email, never used a computer in their lives, and we're sitting down with them, getting them an email, getting them on the website, getting the permits.
So you must teach them how to use see more.
But they also need the ability to have somewhere in the village where they can do that.
Yeah, because there's nowhere else to go to, so.
Yeah. So there's that bit, which is about, if you like, a village hub of some sort.
Yeah.
Whether it's got books in or not,
it's got many different users on it, and it's different to everyone.
And we have people coming in for advice about looking after their older relatives, what phone numbers have we got, this kind of thing. So it's information exchange. And very often you'll spend a shift here talking to people and helping them about loads of different things and not much about books.
Yeah.
So it's not just the library. And I think the parish council sees it that way.
Yeah.
Here, because the parish council's taken over the building.
Yeah.
Which is another interesting bit as to what happens if the library closes.
Yeah, that's...
Because the building's still here. So there's that part, they're not just libraries. Now, if you're then thinking about borrowing books, some people would go into Huddersfield.
Yeah.
I frequently borrow books in Huddersfield rather than here, because there's more choice.
Yeah, bigger library.
Yeah, and go by bus.
Yeah.
But there are two groups of people who just won't do that.
Yeah.
One are people who are, A, very, very busy.
Yeah.
It's often mothers with children.
Yeah.
So we get very busy in here at school closing time.
Yeah.
Because they bring the kids in here on the way home.
Yeah, my mum's one of them. Yeah.
And do all of that then.
Yeah.
And I can't see them going to another library somewhere. They just stop using them.
No, because my mum, like, she went to some of the meetings at Savoy.
Yeah.
She knows a few years back, and she, like, you know, because people are quite opinionated and that, like, I'm signed a girl, the counsellor, and she always comes here every Saturday and that, and she always, like, borrows books, and this the woman here always puts, like, Dilly Carr books behind for that, so she couldn't imagine
you
closing
it. You wouldn't get it in Huddersfield,
no. Because she hates Huddersfield Library. Well, she shouldn't hate, but she's not really, like, as you say, like, a lot of people, some generation, not really technical advanced, and she just doesn't understand, like, how to use machines and computers.
And there again, with older people, they wouldn't go.
Yeah.
So you've got home service still, but the mobile library is now closed.
Yeah.
So we'll get older people coming in for their large print books, all the other books they get.
Yeah.
They might get 15 out and come back 2 or 3 weeks later and get another 15 out. And they'll roll a trolley in and the trolley back out again. And there's no way they'd do that by bus into Huddersfield. It just wouldn't happen.
No.
So the service would go for them.
Yeah.
You need to look at that bigger consultation report, because what struck me a lot is only part of the local population uses the library.
Yeah, because you're looking for more members, aren't you?
You're looking for more members, yes. But what the library would then lose is the part of the population that uses it.
Yeah.
I think it might keep a quarter of them.
Yeah.
And that's not a quarter of the whole population.
Actually,
it's a quarter of library
like
users.
Already users,
who would go into Huddersfield.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. But I think the bigger one is this about local presence.
Yeah.
Because Kirtley's is through cutbacks, closing as many buildings as they can and dropping everything out of towns and villages and doing it online. Which means for the population, there's nowhere they can go to see somebody.
Yeah.
A lot of people deal with it better face-to-face than they do online. And currently, the only thing left, really, are the local libraries.
Yeah. And if they go,
there's
nowhere else.
Similarly, if they lose the volunteers that they pulled in for all the libraries, and they then want volunteers for something else, probably not going to get them.
No. So, because like a lot of the volunteers here, because I rarely come here when I'm not at uni, but they're quite passionate. Because I've seen like some of the volunteers at the meetings and I recognise the face, but from coming back to uni, it's quite weird because like some of the old faces, what I remember coming to see us when I was quite young, they've all just like disappeared. And I was speaking to one of the ladies worked in, she said she retired early, just so some of them didn't lose the jobs. Just a bit upsetting, really, that like could lose this place more than anything. But I think we've discussed this, but it says, from apart from book borrowing being the main reason why people visit a library, what other reasons do people come to Scalmerfoot Library for? I know you've mentioned like PCUs and that.
In a way, I don't think book borrowing is the
main thing. That's
I think information
is the main,
or printing out.
I always come here to print
stuff out. It's probably the main reason. So it can be information face to face and just talking.
Yeah.
It can be online. It can be asking for advice about something.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do every Friday afternoon. It's a 4-hour shift. And it's normally fairly quiet in book borrowing. But it can be very busy with people
online
popping in. So I think information hub
Is the main.
Is probably a better way of describing it, which includes books.
Yeah.
So it includes the whole thing.
But I know you do, like, I know a long time ago you used to do sessions where you'd teach people to like do simple PC things and like children craft activities. I remember coming in here when I was younger doing the reading challenge and doing stuff in here.
That's still being done. The PC stuff's dropped off.
Yeah.
Because that was part of adult ed.
Yeah.
And that's been heavily cut back.
Yeah.
We're still doing things like the summer reading challenge. We've got a mystery annual one on during half term now. We also have craft groups. Now we've got adult groups that meet here every week, like reading groups. There's an adult craft group that meets. But we're also bringing quite a lot of children's craft groups in, currently Saturdays.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of that going on.